Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus said, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them. For nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." This is the gospel of the Lord. That's right, I was a teacher. I know the tricks. All right. So writer Marty Babcock says, "Jesus promised those who would follow him only three things: that they would be absurdly happy, entirely fearless, and always in trouble." I have to admit that this gospel lesson is not my favorite gospel lesson to prepare a sermon for and to preach about. It's only worse when that lesson appears on Father's Day. "I have come to set a man against his father and a daughter against her mother." These words that Jesus spoke to his disciples are really hard words to hear. "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." How did this stuff even get in the Bible? I mean, really, this is hard stuff. What is Jesus saying here? Now, it's interesting. I've heard these passages actually used to justify church fights. Really. I've been to congregational meetings that sometimes, and this is not permission for us to go this place, but congregational meetings that have gotten quite vicious. You know, and it's always been over good and important and godly things. Over real ministry with real people. Over people trying to live faithfully with compassion and concern. They just disagreed passionately about how to do that. At one meeting, the conversation turned into an argument between three people sitting in different places in the room. Pretty soon, they were all three standing up and started, I mean, honestly, hurling insults at each other. Justifying that whole chain of events that left everyone in that room discouraged and sad. One of the people involved said, "Well, Jesus himself said he came to bring division." Okay, he did say that, we just heard it, but that's not exactly what he meant. And perhaps that's more of the reality of what happens when we follow Christ, and not so much how it's supposed to be. Because there's a greater truth that Jesus taught. And that greater truth is that Jesus taught us to love God and to love one another. We are called to be disciples of Christ. And a disciple is a learner. And as we live our lives, we seek to continue to learn what that means to follow Jesus in our daily lives. And we know that anytime people act and live out their convictions of their faith and what they think that that means, how they believe Christ is calling them to live out that love in their lives, there's bound to be a lot of passion and sometimes some disagreements, maybe even sometimes fights. You know, ministry in Christ's name is hard work. It's hard work because we're always constantly discerning what it means to follow Jesus. We read the Bible, we talk with one another, we use our life experience, and we try to discern and learn how to be faithful followers of Christ here in this time, in this place. Jeremiah had it rough. You know, if you heard Joe read those words of Jeremiah, he was called to be a prophet who reminded God's people to seek the welfare of the city when they all wanted to desert it. It was a time of great social upheaval. He addressed all sorts of issues, things like war, poverty, hunger, labor, crime, the unequal distribution of wealth. As you can imagine with those topics, Jeremiah did not have to go very far to look for conflict. These are still hot button issues for politicians, for prophets, for people. We are not always going to agree on such things, even as we faithfully read the scriptures, even as the people of God. So how do we love one another? How do we keep loving others, even when we don't agree? That's always been the challenge of the church. And what this gospel lesson from Matthew tells me, it wasn't even an easy thing when Jesus walked the earth. Life of faith is not easy. It's not easy for us as individuals. It's not easy for us as a community of faith. It's that question, what would Jesus do? And we might not always agree on how to answer that question. It's important for us to remember as we live together that there's a difference. There's a difference between disagreement and division and divisiveness. We remember that Jesus always sought reconciliation. He always sought reconciliation among people. He scolded the religious authorities when they were being divisive. He wept over a divided Jerusalem, saying that he longed to gather them together like a mother chick gathers her hens, a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings. What makes reconciliation possible in times of divisiveness and disagreement and division is compassion. That compassion of Christ, that grace of God, the love of Jesus. Because that love of Christ stamps out divisiveness. The love of Christ trumps divisions. The love of Christ holds us together in times of disagreement. Paul Tillich writes, "Remember the miracle of grace when you are able to look frankly into the eyes of another. Remember the miracle of grace when you understand another's words, not just literally, but also what lies behind them. Remember the miracle of grace in being able to accept the life of another, even when it is hostile to you, for you know it belongs to the same God who accepted you. And remember the miracle of grace which is able to overcome the tragic separation between the sexes, generations, races, nations, even humanity and nature itself. Sometimes grace appears in all these separations, to reunite us with those to whom we belong. Today we gather to remember and to be reminded that each and every one of us belongs to Christ. As the body of Christ, we belong to each other. We remember that through this gift of baptism that we are marked with that cross of Christ and sealed with the Holy Spirit forever. We are all loved and forgiven children of God. We bear that love of God in our hearts. We live out that compassion of Christ in our lives. And we are surrounded by the grace of God always. Thanks be to God. Amen.